This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
We've got a lot on our minds.
I'm so torn. Like, it's the biggest decision of my life. And I don't know where, like, fully I'm going to be in 2 days.
And we've accomplished some pretty big things.
You defied the odds.
I did it.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, March 27th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. John Wick and its star Keanu Reeves really killed it at the box office this weekend, where the latest entry in the franchise, Chapter 4, dominated all other movies with an estimated $73.5 million, outperforming all previous three films' debuts. The movie also debuted at number one in every international market, earning a total of $137.5 million. Last weekend's winner, Shazam! Fury of the Gods, took a big tumble to second, earning another $9.7 million. Scream 6 scared up another $8.4 million, putting it less than $10 million away from the $100 million milestone. Creed 3 followed very closely behind in fourth with another $8.36 million, and 65 earned $3.4 million, good enough for fifth place. Adele isn't leaving Sin City just yet. The Grammy winner is set to extend her Las Vegas residency with a whopping 34 shows at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. Adele shared the big news on the final night of Weekends with Adele on Saturday, declaring that the initial run of 34 shows simply wasn't enough. The Hello singer also announced that a live concert film is coming to be recorded when she returns for the performances on June 16th. Chris Rock is over the Oscars snubbing Adam Sandler. While honoring his fellow comedian and Saturday Night Live co-star at a ceremony for the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on Sunday, Rock, who turned down hosting the 2023 Oscars after being slapped by Will Smith at last year's awards, called the Academy a bunch of, quote, f***ing assholes for never nominating Sandler. Rock, who has previously hosted and presented at the Academy Awards, lambasted the awards body for its failure to honor the Sandman after a powerful performance in the 2019 film Uncut Gems, or any of the comedian's other impressive film work. You's days are numbered at Netflix. The streaming giant announced Friday that Penn Badgley's popular thriller has been renewed for a fifth and final season, following a twisty season 4 that relocated the series to Europe. Showrunner Sarah Gamble will step aside to pursue other projects, while EP's Michael Foley and Justin W. Lowe step in to co-showrun the final season. Gamble will continue to work on the show, however, as a producer. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. It is time for Zach to make the biggest decision of his life on today's number three pick, The Bachelor season finale. 26-year-old Zach Shallcross is ready to propose to the woman of his dreams. Or is he? Tonight, he'll have to choose between Katie, the travel nurse from Austin, or Gabby, the account executive from Vancouver. On last week's dramatic Fantasy Suites night, Zach told the women he would not be exploring intimacy with any of them to not cloud his judgment in choosing a partner for life. But Gabby was not on board for that, and the two proceeded to sleep together in the Fantasy Suites. Well, this week, Zach seems to be as unsure as ever while out on one of his final dates with Gabby. Take a listen to this sneak peek.
I feel like for Zach and I, it's been a very natural progression. He gets me, and I think I get him. I do definitely have a lot of confidence in what a life could look like between the two of us.
How are you feeling?
I'm nervous, to be completely honest, and I don't know if, I know this is not what you want to hear, but it's like, I'm so torn. Like, it's the biggest decision of my life. And I don't know where, like, fully I'm going to be in 2 days, but it's like, I feel so good that the right thing is going to happen.
I'm starting to really get in my head. I was doing just fine until he was like, I have a very tough decision to make. We'll make the decision. I'm sick of self-doubt. I'm sick of feeling like I don't know if I'm enough. I just think that if Zach knew how he felt about me, he'd say it.
Well, maybe this process isn't working very well for some people. Time is of the essence. So which lady will Zach choose? Find out on the season finale of The Bachelor tonight at 8, and stick around for After the Final Rose. Trivia. It's trivia time. Ryan Seacrest and his production company are behind the series The Watchful Eye, which we'll have more on in just a few minutes. Now, while he has produced a lot of reality series, including The Kardashians, Seacrest has only produced a few scripted shows, one of them being a police drama. So, which was his first scripted show? The Rookie, Quantico, or Shades of Blue? Stick around for the answer. Expect the unexpected on our next pick, the season finale of All American Homecoming. Simone is preparing for the exhibition match, but she has to overcome some hurdles along the way and finally decide between Damon and Lando. Then Damon gets advice as he preps for an important interview, and Nate learns what's really going on with her secret admirer. Plus, Keisha reassesses her situation with Dr. Pace, and Marcus surprises Amara with something big. Have a listen to this promo.
Walk on in top six? You defied the odds.
I did it. I have to go big.
Let's do it.
Focus on the future, baby.
Don't make this a thing.
Why all the secrets?
It's time to celebrate.
The season 2 finale of All American Homecoming kicks off tonight at 9 on the CW. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, Grey's Anatomy premiered 18 years ago today on March 27th, 2005. The record-breaking series is still going strong. It was just renewed for a landmark 20th season, a record for any primetime medical drama. And even though many of the original characters are no longer on the show, including Meredith Grey herself, who made her exit this season, the show still manages to pack an emotional punch pretty much every week. You can watch this week's new episode on Thursday at 9 on ABC. A mystery will finally, hopefully, be resolved on today's number one pick, the season finale of The Watchful Eye. Now, questions have surrounded Alice Grayborn Ward's death, and we should finally get some answers to that, in addition to why James has been following Elena, whose mom Ronnie popped up last week, fresh out of prison. Have a listen to this promo.
I know who was responsible for Allie's death.
These rich people, they do pay handsomely to protect their secrets.
Well, one thing is for sure, things are never going to be the same at the Grayborn. The season finale of The Watchful Eye starts at 10 p.m. on Freeform. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following police dramas was the first scripted series produced by Ryan Seacrest and his production company? The Rookie, Quantico, or Shades of Blue? Don't be sad if you got this wrong. It's Shades of Blue. Jennifer Lopez starred as a corrupt NYPD detective and the late Ray Liotta, her corrupt lieutenant, on the NBC drama, which ran for 3 seasons from 2016 to 2018. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted, written, and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.